producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I've actually spoken to you before. You gave me some advice to move out of my mom's apartment. I'm turning 27 and was kind of nervous about whether or not I'm ready to get married and should I keep seeing my therapist, and you kind of suggested save the therapy money, go get an apartment. So I've actually been looking, and that was good advice, so thank you for that. And I actually have two questions. You let me know if there's time for both. Otherwise, I can call back tomorrow or Monday.
You called early enough that we should be okay. Let's see how we do.
All right. So one issue that I've grappled with for most of my adult life is chronic lateness, and I'm tired of being late and having to apologize and feeling bad when I'm feeling stressed out. And like a couple weeks ago, I was 30 minutes late to meet my boyfriend, and I was so upset, and he was so nice about it, and I just, it's not acceptable. And
okay. Tell me why you think you're late, kiddo. Tell me why. Let's take the example with your boyfriend. Why were you late? Not the excuse, but what made you late?
Sure. So the thing that I wanted to get done at work took longer than I expected. Okay. And it was something that I should have done earlier in the day. There's definitely a procrastination thing going on.
Didn't surprise me.
And so, yeah, I think, and in general, there's like a lot of reasons. It depends. Sometimes I'm disorganized, so I can't like find the thing that I need before I leave the house. Sometimes I'm like nervous about where I'm going, and I'm just like comfortable in my little home and don't want to go out just yet, or I think that I have more time than I actually do. There's a lot of
right. I'm gonna change your life for you. All right. Guess is that underneath the procrastination is a perfectionist. On some level, you sort of think, well, you know, I'm not quite ready to do it, or I don't think I can do a really good job, or maybe if I wait a little longer, you know, I'll have a better idea about it. Which is perfectionism. All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to get yourself a sheet of paper, and this would be nice if we're in a notebook, because it'd be nice for you to be able to keep track of your progress on this. But what you're going to do is you're going to get a notebook, so it's not just a little piece of paper wandering around, and you're going to divide it into five columns, all right? And on the farthest left column, left-hand side, you're going to write down everything you think you're going to get done in the next 24 hours. Okay, and that should include everything, like brushing your teeth, tinkling, taking a shower, shaving your legs. So it could be a pretty lengthy list. And the more specific you can make it, the better this exercise will be. Because one of the things that perfectionists do is they not only underestimate the amount of time things take grievously, but they also underestimate what things give them pleasure and what things don't, and also how much they have to do. So it's really important, and you can see why a notebook would be really helpful, because my guess is your first whack at it, you're going to leave a whole bunch of stuff off. And so that would be really good to go back and sort of annotate what you left off. So, I mean, literally, you know, open eyes, LR. And then what you're going to, all right, so that's the first column, but just a list. And if 24 hours just seems overwhelming, although you're going to get probably be able to take 7 or 8 out for sleeping, and you can start with what you're going to do tomorrow morning. I mean, if that just seems overwhelming as a task, then make it from the time you get up until lunchtime. So that may be more accessible to start with. But sooner or later, it's going to be 24 hours. So wherever you want to start, number one. The second column is how long you think things are going to take, each of the tasks. How long you think you're going to take in the shower, how long it's going to take to drive to work, how long it's going to take to get dressed, how long it's going to take to find your keys. all those things, all right? So a specific, don't say about, say 5 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever. And you need to make it, you can make it, I suppose, 7.5 minutes, although I'm not sure exactly the point of that. But it shouldn't be like 5 to 7 minutes. It should be 6 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever, right? The next column, leave blank. The third column is on a scale of 0, where something is just odious, and 10, which is something that's the most fun thing to do in the entire universe. You have 0 to 10 of what pleasure you think you're going to get from those tasks. And then leave a column blank. All right. So you've got, the first column is a list of all the tasks. The second column is how long you think you're going to take. Third column you leave blank. Fourth column is pleasure on 0 to 10, how much pleasure you think you're going to get from the task. And the fifth column is blank. The two blank columns, you need to get a stopwatch, although your cell phone has if you go to the clock, it has a stopwatch on it.
Right.
What you're going to do after you make that list is you're going to actually clock yourself on how long things actually take. And what you're going to find is that you are underestimating grievously the amount of time things take. And that's why one of the reasons you're always late. The other reason that you're late is because things that you think are going to be fun are not necessarily, and things that you don't think are going to be fun may be okay. So, and that's kind of just a re-education. And then what you can understand by looking at that list is how to become more efficient. For example, if it takes you 15 minutes in the shower and you were leaving 5, that either you need to take a shower the night before, or that, you know, that breakfast you think is 3 minutes and it takes you 15. So you'll see what things you can change around. One of the common things that people do is the laundry, and people underestimate how long it takes. But basically, a load of laundry takes exactly the same amount of time, whether it's a little load or a large load. So instead of doing the laundry every day, which is, let's say, it takes 45 minutes in the washer and 45 minutes in the dryer, so it's an hour and a half every day. And in theory, you don't have to be around for it, but it's still, you got to load the wash machine, you got to be around when you take the wash out, you got to put it in the dryer,
exactly.
You got to get it out and fold it. The doing that every day may take as much, even though you're not going to be there for the whole hour and a half, but it may take 35 minutes by the time you've done everything. So if you do the laundry twice a week, you've just saved yourself basically 2+ hours, 2.5 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! So the whole point is that you are underestimating the time that things take. And then when you get that, when you get the sense of how long things actually take, then we're gonna move you to the next step, which is scheduling. And once you know how long things actually take, what you can look and say is, I've just tried to get 11 hours worth of tasks done in 6. So, of course, I'm going to be late. And not only am I going to be late, I'm going to be stressed. And I'm always going to feel like I'm behind. And regardless of what I'm doing,
I won't do a good job at anything that I'm doing.
Exactly. And I'm going to be worried about not only the lousy job I'm doing and have done, but the crummy job I'm about to do and I'm going to be late. All of which makes you very inefficient. So first thing is just listing everything and understanding how long things take and the pleasure. Then the second task is going to be scheduling and understanding that you could, and not only do you schedule, but you don't schedule as tight as you're scheduling. If after you've done your analysis with your stopwatch, so you know to the second, or at least to the minute, how long things take, that if you figure you have 3.5 hours worth of task to do, you leave at least 4 hours for that to get done.
Yeah.
Because that way, you have a breathing space. If the phone rings, everything doesn't go to hell. If your shoes don't quite match, you've got to run in your stockings. It's not disaster. So the first part, though, is just the listing, because you're not aware of how much you do, and you're not aware of how much time it takes, and you're not aware of the pleasure or displeasure with it. And then you're going to do scheduling. And with scheduling, it's not only that you put things together. For example, let's go back to the laundry, that if you need to pay bills, the paying bills where the laundry is going makes a lot of sense, because once you've loaded the laundry, you've got 30 minutes or 40 minutes to do something, and then you've got a beginning and an end, so you're going to be less tempted to surf the internet or to do emails because you have to put the dryer in, and then you've got another 30 minutes. So that's a nice block of time that you can piggyback with something else, so it becomes a very efficient way of doing things.
Thanks.
You're welcome. start on the schedule, let me know how you do. All right?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Sue has done. So, Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you. How are you, Cookie?
Good, good. I do need an advice from you regarding my 14-year-old boy.
Okay.
I didn't think that high school was going to be that tough. It already started like 2 months ago. My problem is he's got this girl that he's hanging out with, and I'm not comfortable with her. And I'm not sure if I'm having the right reaction to it.
He's 14. What's their relationship like? I mean, how often do they see each other at school? Do they see each other after school?
Yes. I mean, they see each other at school sometimes, you know. She used to sometimes come over after, you know, when we come from work, me and my husband, or sometimes he goes there. Not so much, but they text so much.
Okay.
He's on the phone with her, texting all the time. And I did something, and probably going to yell at me for that, but I checked his messages. He doesn't know that. But all of the messages is her trying to commit suicide. She hates herself so much, and she cuts herself, and he's taking the role of being, you know, the helper, and
yeah.
I think
yeah.
he thinks he feels so good about helping her, and all this. He tells me that she's depressed all the time and this
okay.
and that, and I help her a lot. And I feel like he's influenced by her. He told me that she is bisexual, and then a month later he wanted to order this necklace that it's a symbol of, you know, for being bisexual. And
okay.
He wants to wear it, and he wants to announce that to the world that he is.
That he's bisexual?
Yes.
I thought she was bisexual. He's bisexual as well?
She is. Yeah, she is. And then, like, a couple of months later, you know, when they started school, he said, well, I am bisexual. I mean, I tried to ask him, do you know what it means? Yes, I'm attracted to the same, you know, sex. And I'm like, okay, do you think you want to date someone? A guy, he's like, well, not now. I don't want to date anybody right
now. Good. That's good. Okay.
Yes. So I said, okay, well, we just don't want you to label yourself right now. Like, if we could revisit that later, you know, a few years when you're older, see how you feel. But right now, we don't want you to take a decision and, you know, announce to the world.
Well, I mean, yeah, Stu, to a certain extent, he's not making a decision by saying he's bisexual. He's saying, I mean... Tell me specifically, it sounds like you're talking about three different things so far. So before we get...
I'm sorry,
That's all right. So before we... how many kids do you have?
I have two boys, him and my younger son. He's 2 years younger.
Okay. How does the 14-year-old do in school?
Not so good. He has ADHD, so he takes medication for that. When he takes them, the problem is he always forgets his homework, and when he does.
Well, that's not ADHD as much.
Well, I mean,
who said he was ADHD? Where did the diagnosis come from?
Well, first the school and a doctor as well.
All right.
They did an assessment.
Has the medication helped him?
Yes, I feel that. The problem is when I read about it, I see the symptoms. If he's not interested in something, he's not interested, but when he is...
Well, but that's not ADHD, and that's adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, let me, again, we just added another quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see if I can go through at least the ones we've dealt with so far. First of all, it sounds to me that he's got. I mean, first of all, you have to stop snooping in his email, because if he finds out, you're going to lose him. I mean, he's not going to pay any attention to anything you say. He's going to get sneaky, mm-hmm. and you're going to lose any. I mean, look. The point being that he basically is telling you everything that's in his email. All right? So you don't have to snoop in his email. If he finds out, he's going to stop telling you anything. He's going to hide his email. I mean, you don't... So this is a mistake. All right? You need to stop doing this. And because, I mean, look, first of all, a kid coming and saying, look, my girlfriend is suicidal is important stuff. And I think one of the things you need to say to him is, look, you're a kid, and I'm glad that you're her friend, but if she's cutting herself, that's a serious issue, because cutters quite often are practicing suicide. I mean, it's sort of suicide with training wheels, and you need to either her parents to know, or she needs to have a therapist or somebody involved other than a 14-year-old. So instead of trying to discourage him from her, I mean, he's being a good guy, he's being her friend, but there needs to be an adult involved. And you need to say to him, either you need to talk, she needs to talk with her parents, or if she feels she can't do that, we'll find her a therapist, or she needs to talk to the school counselor. There needs to be a responsible adult involved, and maybe even you. All right, so that's number one. And this is a serious, serious, serious issue. And God bless your son for being caring about this. In terms of, I mean, it sounds like neither of them are sexual at this moment. And, you know, bisexuality has become kind of an upscale term. You know, I think at 14 it's impossible to know anything about your sexuality. And,
yeah.
I mean, him labeling himself, I mean, you have a legitimate point to a certain extent, but at 14, I don't know that anybody cares, you know, that the label is going to last till he's 18. And I think the idea is that you don't necessarily have to identify yourself. I mean, kids wear goth or you know, that they do heavy metal. I mean, it's a tough age. And if this is something that he feels he wants to share with her and be supportive, you know, I'd back off. I you know, he's not doing anything permanent to his body. He's not getting a tattoo, presumably. I mean, I think that you can explain to him what you have with some legitimacy and some, you know, some compassion that that labeling himself is going to allow other people to label him. But he may feel at this moment, and she may feel at this moment, that bisexuality is hipper than being called gay or whatever. I mean, so let them sort that out. That's not really your issue any more than you may have decided that you loved Elvis or that you loved, you know, that you love Brad Pitt or whatever. I mean, kids tend to do this, and I think your point is legitimate, is at this age you don't really know, but you can't convince kids of that. And so, I mean, he's not doing anything permanent. He's not asking for a sex change operation. It sounds like he's not having sex, which is great. And so I think I would back off of that. But you do need to stop checking out his text, because he's telling you everything that's in his text, and he's going to stop telling you anything if he finds out you're snooping. She needs some definite help.
Well, I spoke with her mom, because I know her mom, and I didn't talk to her about this because I just find out about her cutting herself or something. And her mom told me that she is a therapist, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm worried about the girls too. And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like she's doing this to get his attention.
Well, no question. But so I mean, that's why everybody cuts, to get their attention. Let me put you on hold. Talk a little bit more about cutting and what your other questions are. Pam, I'll get to you as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-9937. Wait a minute, 855-99-37569. Okay, just had to think that through. All right, we're talking with Sue, who's got a 14-year-old who has somewhat of a troubled girlfriend, which is certainly not unusual at 14. And Sue is saying, well, you know, I talked with her mother, who's a therapist. So the mom already knew about the cutting?
She doesn't know about that, no.
I think you need to tell her that. Because you, first of all, your son told you, so you came by it legitimately. Let me explain to you about cutting. As a therapist, it's something I worry about. Pardon me?
He didn't tell me. Actually, he didn't tell me about the cutting. I saw that in a text message.
Well, I think what you're going to have to do is finesse that. You're going to have to stop looking at his email and just, you know, he may not, I mean, because that's, when kids threaten suicide, we don't mess with it. Because, yes, you're right, it can be a bid for attention, which most suicide is anyway. But it's also serious stuff. People end up dead. So, and he could, that would be hard for him to live with, hard for you to live with, and impossible for his mom to live with. So I don't think you need to say where you got it. I think you can just say there seems to be some indication and just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Let me explain to you a little bit about cutting, because you're right, it is a bid for attention, but it's also, it's kind of suicide with training wheels, it's practicing, and the reason that kids tend to cut, because you say, well, why would somebody hurt themselves, and aren't there better ways of getting attention, like having a temper tantrum, and the answer is that part of the issue about cutting is a kid who feels some real emotional pain feels that at least they're in charge of the pain this way, that they can control it. So it's dangerous stuff. So I think you need to tell, I mean, it sounds like you've already established a good rapport with the mom. I think you need to tell her that. I think you have to stop looking at the text. And in terms of your son, I mean, I think what you can do is support him for being a good and loving friend, and also explain to him that there are things that 14-year-olds, you know, that even you can't handle it, and you're an adult, that there needs to be a professional involved in this, and that you're really proud of him for sticking with her and being her friend, and making sure that he's okay. That, and in terms of, you know, I want to get some symbol that says, you know, I'm bisexual, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And actually, you know, what made me really worried, and again, I won't look at his mail again, but I already did. And at a point, what I'm afraid of is if he's going to be influenced by her and he's going to try to do the same things, because.
Well, but Sue, that's why you need to talk with him about it, of saying, you know, that bisexuality isn't contagious. Depression isn't contagious in the sense that measles are. But you staying in touch with your son, him feeling that he can trust you, and you being trustworthy means that you can keep an eye on this. If he ever finds out you look to this text, he's going to get sneaky, he's going to stop talking to you, and then you're really in trouble because you're not going to know anything that's going on with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you can say to him... So wait a minute. What you can say to him is, look, I'm really proud of you for staying in touch with her. I want you to know that you can talk with me about things, and trust me. And, you know, it's not easy being 14, and I know sometimes it feels like you're a grown-up and sometimes it feels like you're not, but I'm here to help. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help.
Okay. Okay. Which is great. I one last question. I know probably you have a lot of people waiting. Just what I saw, she was asking him about his stab. Like, it seems like from the text that he tried to cut himself, but he said, "Oh, I can't tolerate pain. I'm like such a baby or something."
Well, I think that's a symbol. I think he needs to talk with a professional about that. I think we don't ignore scary stuff because it's scary.
That's
I mean, and as a parent, it's really frightening. But he's not. I mean, he may think, well, gee, she's going to try it, so I'm going to try it. But that's not normal behavior for either of them, and that means that your son is at some risk as well. Not because of her, although she may be the catalyst for it, but, I mean, lots of people are around people who cut. That doesn't necessarily mean they cut themselves. So he needs to talk with somebody.
Okay,
I'm glad you got to that question, because that sounds to me... Look, we know that this is a kid who... is already having trouble in school, so there's not going to be a lot of self-confidence from that area. He's with a little girl that he feels superior to, that she's needy, and so that's going to make him feel better. But she's also a troubled kid who may be leading him in a direction that doesn't make any sense. So here's a kid who is at risk. So get him a therapist.
Yeah.
Don't read his text. Get him a therapist.
Okay, and do you think, of course I won't mention anything like you said, but do you think I should, you know, I mean, I can't try to stop him from talking to her because he's going to want to talk to her.
No, nor should you. That's not your business. You're not allowed to pick his friends. You're allowed to hold him responsible for his behavior. And what you can say is, this really scares me. It scares me that she does it. It scares me that you've tried it. And I know you're going, here, let me find you a therapist, which may make you better able to help her, but also to help you as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sue. 855-99-DR-JOY. Pam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Pam.
I called you once before just to tell you how much I enjoyed listening to you. And I was listening to the caller earlier that's always late, and it occurred to me that I'm always early, and it can be very stressful to be always early, too.
Yep. I know. All right, here, let me help you with that, because I'm a broadcaster, so I'm like you. I'm always on time, which means if it's important to be on time, that means you're often early, because, as you know, being there 5 minutes early is a lot more comfortable for those of us who are careful about time than being 5 minutes late. So we often are 5 minutes early, and the other person is 15 minutes late, which means we're 20 minutes there. So I'll tell you what I've learned to do. First of all, my sort of response is that being early is a sign of respect. Being late is a sign of disrespect. That you're early, you're not going to be late for your boss. You're going to be late for your secretary. So it's really important to treat time as an important commodity. Mine is reinforced by the fact I'm a broadcaster, and no one's really thinks I'm cute if I'm 5 minutes late on the air, because that's dead air. So I have to, and I've been a broadcaster, but even before I was a broadcaster, I hate being kept waiting. It makes me anxious. So I figure if I don't like it, no one else does either. But what I've learned to do is I take a book with me. I take Sudoku with me. I get a newspaper. So I'm not an anxious waiter. My friends also know if you keep me waiting for more than 5 or 10 minutes, you get to buy dinner. And that helps as well. But because otherwise, I'll tell you a quick story, because this is how I learned to do it. I had a friend at one point who I was in practice with for a very short period of time. And my friend was 6'3". So, which is tall. She's a big woman.
Right.
And part of it, I guess, if you're 6'3", you don't take a whole lot of nonsense off of anybody. And I was at the clinic one night, and somebody called, and they asked for her. And I said, well, she's not here. You know, she left, and, you know. And so the next day I said, did you meet up with this person? She said, no. I waited 15 minutes for them, and I wait 20 minutes for no one, because by 20 minutes after, I am so furious that I don't want to see them. And I've never forgotten that.
Uh-huh.
And so my deal is I don't really walk out on people. I'll check them. I mean, I mentioned last week that somebody was supposed to meet me at 5 o'clock, and at 5:20 they weren't there, and somehow I had forgotten their number and just remembered it, and called and answered the phone. I said, well, where are you? And said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you're supposed to be here a half hour ago. So I thought that was next week. So the point being that have somebody's phone number so you can check, have something to do to keep you so you're not anxious, and tell your friends if they're more than 15 minutes late, they get to buy dinner. Oh. It works real well. It takes all the anxiety out of it. And you get a lot of free dinners.
Right. I'm a very patient person. People are late. I just sit there and wait. You know. But
okay.
It can get very stressful sometimes trying to, you know.
Well, but it doesn't have to be. You know, and you can sort of get, so, and go wander around in a store. I've discovered all sorts of things. I discovered my Halloween costume a couple of years ago because I was early. I discovered a place to get my daughter camis for. So, you know, just decide that you're going to shoot for on time. Your friends know that if they're more than 10 or 15 minutes late, either you're not going to be there or that they get to buy dinner. It works real well.
That's great. That's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. And folks, try to be on time, especially for me and Pam. Frederica, you're on the air.
Hi, it's nice to speak with you. It's Frederica.
Frederica, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I've been struggling with being myself lately. It's something that I've never...
Frederica, I can't hear. I can't understand you very well. Are you on a landline?
No, I'm on a cell phone. I'm sorry. Can you hear me if I speak up?
All right. Yeah, much better.
Okay, so what I've been struggling with is being myself. It's something that I never really had an issue with until I met my fiancé, and I just feel myself questioning every little decision or move I make, and I feel like I'm just living in my head.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 24.
All right, let me put you on hold, and you can give me an example when we come back, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Frederica, who's 24. Frederica, tell me again exactly what the question to me is.
How do I become more comfortable being myself?
Where do you feel the discomfort?
When I'm around my fiancé, I know we're engaged to be married, and I can't even be myself around him.
That, how long?
Like
you, okay, I got it. So how long have you known the dude?
We've been together about 3 years.
Tell me, how old is he?
He's 27.
Okay, you don't have kids together or anything, do you?
No.
Good. How often are you around him?
We're together all the time.
Do you live together?
90% of the day. Yes, we do.
Give me an example of something you feel you're false, in a way that you act false around him.
Like, I can't fully express myself. Like, if there's a song that comes on, I don't sing that I like, or, like, I don't dance. I just get quiet. I let him do all the
talking. What do you think would happen if you said that you liked something he didn't like? What do you think his reaction would be?
Absolutely fine. Nothing would be wrong with that. He would be just happy to actually see me say something rather than nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, my dear, you can't marry this guy until you show him who you are. Because the problem about this is, you know, I had a call earlier, which I don't think, you know, I don't want to, the call was, how can you tell a sociopath? Because they're always charming. And I don't think you're a sociopath, but you give the impression that, because silence means consent, right? If I say, do you want to go out and have Chinese food, and you say, well, that's okay, or, you know, or you say, oh, whatever you want, first of all, I'm going to assume you like Chinese food. If you don't want Chinese food, why aren't you telling me? And at some point down the road, you're going to say, I don't want to go out for Chinese food, and I'm going to say, why not? And you say, I hate Chinese food, and I say, But Freddie, you've always said you like Chinese food, and you said, no, I've always hated it. And what I'm going to think is you've lied to me. And if you've lied to me about something as stupid as Chinese food, what else have you lied to me about? I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
And I want you for the next 24 hours, so that means, let's make it at least 22 hours, because I'd love to hear from you tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to say whatever comes into your mind. Now, I don't want you to be crude. I don't want you to sort of say, boy, you look fat. Because, you know, that's just going to go from saying nothing and being very agreeable to being horrible and rude. And I don't want you to be horrible and rude. But I want you to express your opinion. And I want you to tell him that's what you're going to do, so he doesn't feel that you're angry with him. And say, you know what,
I don't really speak up. It's just more I need to do more positive things. I feel like.
Well, no, that's not what you need to do. You need to say what's on your mind. And someone has taught you, whether it's your parents or Sunday school, or maybe you just think that what you are isn't okay, that you have to hide, that you have to pretend. And you can't marry somebody that you're pretending, all right? Because sooner or later you're going to stop pretending, and so you don't even know. I mean, there's got to be a part of you that thinks, I don't even know if he loves the real me, because he doesn't know the real me. So for the next 24 hours, I want you to tell him that you've had this conversation with me, that you are going to try and be incredibly honest. You're going to have an opinion about everything, about the weather, about movies, about food, about everything. You're going to say everything that comes into your mind, except you're not going to be cruel. And so if you're thinking, boy, you look fat, I want you to say, I just had a thought that wasn't very nice. Let me see if I can make it a little less acceptable but still true. Because you're going to need a little practice of, because you've been silent for so long and all those little nasty thoughts are going on in your head, that you're going to need some practice communicating without harming somebody. And that's going to take a little practice. But you need to start practicing, and I want you to start practicing now. All right.
I know.
So, and I want to talk with you tomorrow. All right. So I'm going to put you on with Shane, and we can figure out how to get a hold of you. But it's really important, if you want to, in a couple minutes, you're going to be able to play this podcast if you want to, for yourself and for your fiance. But you don't really need the podcast. You need just to say to him, you know, I know you love me, but I need to show you more who I am. Because, you know, I said earlier, and I think it's really true, you can't be in a relationship with somebody unless you can negotiate. And so you have the sense that if I was really who I was, if I really acted like who I was, I don't know if he'd love me. And it's very far down.
Not even that. No, that's not it. If I was who I was, he would love me so much more than he does now. I don't know why.
Well, because somebody's taught you that what you were feeling is not okay. So, you know, you say that, but your behavior would offset that. So you get to practice, right? You get to practice being the most Freddie you can be. All right?
Okay.
All right, and I and keep notes if you want. And every time you find that the temptation to say, well, okay, or whatever you want, you have to, you know, wear a rubber band around your wrist and snap it and say, no, I have to tell you, I have to have an opinion on everything.
I feel like I need to break a cycle of thinking I need to be perfect.
No, you don't need to break, you need to break the cycle. You don't need to be perfect. That's what, I keep telling you that that's the issue, and you keep arguing with me.
No,
let me finish the sentence. It's great that you argue with me. That's a good sign that at least you're saying, I think you're wrong, but that's okay. So what you're going to do, you don't have to be perfect. All you have to be is honest. All right?
Okay.
And it's going to take some practice because you've taught yourself that I have to be perfect, and the best way to be perfect and not make a fuss is to say nothing. It's not. It's not fair. It's not honest. And he deserves to know who you really are. So you're going to start having an opinion.
Okay.
On everything.
Okay.
And if he says, are you tired? You have to say, yes, I am, or no, I'm not, or give me a minute and I'll get right back to you on it. Whatever. All right?
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I mean, you know, look, by definition, if you're saying, you know, that I'm okay with myself, but I have to be perfect, by definition, you're saying you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And the idea, what would perfect mean? Right? Perfect means the perfect person for you. You have to be who you are. You can't pretend to be a banana if you're really a plum, especially because if somebody loves bananas, then you're going to have to either be a banana your whole life. I can't believe I'm using that metaphor. Or, you know, they're going to fall out of love with you because they love bananas and you're a plum. So be a plum and find people who like plums. Okay, so we're talking fruit salad here, but you get the point. All righty?
But ching.
Thank you so much for that, Shane.
Yeah,
there we go. All right. Listen, I know for the, we've now been a solid week, I think, about not talking about what you do if you have a week to live, which means that we're all past that. The week, no, I'm kidding. We'll get to it, I promise. That one's over. All right, so we'll talk. All right, 855. I'm so glad to have my call screener back. Shane, get some sleep. I hope your kid's feeling better. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.